The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swerling.
It wasn't even a short honeymoon. It is now clear that President Obama's campaign promises of hope and change were merely his hope that we, the moderates and conservatives, would quietly agree with his vision of change into a large government socialist society. And that will happen when hell freezes over. One day after the inauguration, a British view from the London Daily Mail said it so eloquently, and it's called The Obama Victory. Listen, a victory for the hysterical Oprah Winfrey, the mad racial preacher Jeremiah Wright, the mainstream media who abandoned any sense of objectivity long ago, and Europeans who despise America largely because they depend on her. A victory for Obama worshippers everywhere. A victory for the cult of the cult. A man who has done little with his life, but has written about his achievements as if he had found the cure for cancer. Victory for style over substance, hyperbole over history, rabble-raising over reality. Obama victory for Hollywood, the most dysfunctional community in the world. Victory for Streisand, Spielberg, Soros, and Sarandon. Victory for those who prefer welfare to will and interference to independence. For those who settle for groupthink and herd mentality rather than those who fight for individual initiative. And the right to be out of step with meager political fashion. Victory for a man who is no friend of freedom. He and his people have already stated that media has to be controlled so as to be balanced, without realizing the extraordinary irony within that statement. Like most liberal zealots, the Obama worshippers constantly speak of Fox and Limbaugh when the vast bulk of television stations and newspapers are drastically liberal and anti-conservative. Senior Democrat Chuck Schumer said that just as pornography should be censored, so should talk radio. In other words, one of the few free and open means of popular expression may well be cornered and beaten by bullies who, even in triumph, cannot tolerate any criticism and opposition. Of course, we're talking about the fairness doctrine, which is not fair. A victory for those who believe the state is better qualified to raise children than the family. For those who prefer teachers' unions to teaching. For those who are naively convinced that if the West is sufficiently weak toward its enemies, war and terror will dissolve. Isn't that idiotic? An Obama victory is for social democracy, otherwise known as socialism. Even after most of Europe has come to the painful conclusion that social democracy leads to mediocrity, failure, unemployment, inflation, higher taxes, and economic stagnation. And finally, an Obama victory is for intrusive lawyers, banal sentimentalists, social extremists, and urban snobs. Congratulations, America. God help you. For KSCO, this is Kay Swerling.